my husband unfortunately had a road accident, which gave him left him with a brain injury, which changed his personality literally overnight. He started to become violent and aggressive, and I struggled with this for some years before I went and got help and got myself and my children out of the relationship. The violence had been escalating, and I felt very stuck in an impossible position with three small children.
Did friends and family recognise what was going on?
There's a terrible sort of shame and stigma attached to it, and you think, well, you know, I'm a sensible woman, this can't be happening to me. I made allowances and made excuses for him initially. I thought, oh, it's part of his, you know, recovery. I tried to sort of get some conventional help, tried to get medical help for him. I went to my doctor to ask for some help, and my husband actually went along and admitted that he was doing it. We've got referred to a psychologist for some help, but it really didn't help. In fact, it made it worse. It seemed to give him an excuse to be violent. And so I went to Relate on my own for about a period of 18 months. The Relate counsellor was fantastic. It takes a lot of courage to actually to call the police, which is what I needed to do. But to get to that point, I really needed to be helped and coached.
And how did it change?
The final attack was a really bad one. It was on New Year's Day of 2012, in front of my children. My counsellor at Relate had sort of been, you know, coaching me about what to do, if you like, and I thought, this is the day. This is, you know, it can't. He's going to kill me if I let this go any further. I called the police, and they were fantastic. They responded very quickly, made sure that myself and my children were safe. They arrested my husband, who had left the premises, but I had to go to hospital. But they, you know, helped me to make sure that my children were looked after. They were very, very sensitive to the situation. But most of all, they believed me. My ex-husband used to minimise what he'd done. Even after this attack, he said, well, yes, I did kick her, but I didn't have boots on.
You said that his character changed completely after a car accident. You know, in a weird way, there was always an excuse for you as to why he was behaving.
There was. What I found later on was that I wasn't the first partner that he'd hit. He'd never hit me up until that time. He'd never even raised his voice with me, actually. So this was out of character for the person that I knew. It does leave you worried about trusting people and feeling quite vulnerable for a long time. It takes a while to feel secure and safe. I sort of got back on my feet. My husband was convicted of assault and therefore kept away from me. An injunction was put in place to keep him away from our family home. And whenever he breached that, the police were down on him like a ton of bricks. I've actually moved to a different part of the country and have a new life.